Hello and welcome to another Directions Media podcast. This is Joe Francica. We have another excellent location intelligence related interview today with Nitin Gupta, Vice President of Business Development and Product Marketing for Retailigence, a company supplying mobile apps and websites with retailers' product specific information by location. Nitin, it's good to speak with you. Welcome.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be here.
What I described is pretty broad description of your company. Can you maybe give us your 30-second elevator pitch about what the problem is that Retailigence is trying to solve?
Sure. So in a nutshell, what Retailigence does is it powers location-based shopping. The mission of the company is to simply drive intent-driven foot traffic into local stores. We almost think of us as ourselves as somebody who is sort of on the side of the retailer that's helping them populate their digital shelves. You know, all retailers are obviously interested in stocking the shelves of their stores. So we're helping them populate as their digital shelf. How do we do this? We get local inventory from retailers through a variety of different mechanisms, and then this inventory, this local availability and product information, is then curated, augmented with additional data points, and then made available to any web or mobile application over an open API, with the intent being that when you and I as a consumer were searching for products on our mobile devices, and more shoppers today are flocking to smartphones and mobile apps to do their shopping, the data that we are housing would then surface from these apps in front of these shoppers, thereby showing them what they're looking for and its availability based on their location. And again, the intent being that they'll walk into these local retail stores, engage with the product, and hopefully eventually buy it.
Now, is this specific to the retailer, the inventory that you capture, that's specific to that one individual store?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're getting local inventory from a huge variety of stores. So it's not... obviously, we don't have retail data from every store.
Right.
That's the end goal. But if you're a retailer and you've given us your data, obviously that means that we're sharing your information now with the 400 or so apps that are connected to our API. And if as a consumer, that app is being used to search for products, so typically the scenario is that as a consumer, I have my favorite barcode scanning app or my favorite shopping list app. So if that app is connected to our data and you do make a shopping list or you do a search, then that product will surface, that local store will surface in front of the consumer. So they'll know what's the price of the particular item that they're looking for, how far is it from where they're located, and then eventually, what's the directions to get to that place, what are the store hours, what's the phone number. And what we're doing as an ancillary benefit in collecting all this data is that we're now able to see what is a preference from a consumer side. Does price matter at every instance of a search, or does distance come into play as well? Because, a particular item might be cheaper, but it's farther. So does the user prefer to get, a map or a direction to that farther store because it's cheaper? So we can draw a lot of inferences for our retail customers and share this data back with them. Eventually, we want to get as many customers on board so that we can give the consumers as much of a variety of data as possible.
Now, what you're giving developers is an API to develop on top of mobile devices. Is that correct? You're going to have somebody else develop an app, or are you going to develop the app?
That's a good question. So we are not an app of any kind. We have no front end. We are a pure data as a service platform. We have an open API. It speaks JSON and XML. And it's actually accessible by not only mobile applications, but also web-based applications. So in a nutshell, what we have is you sign up for our API, we'll give you a key, and what you have to send us at a minimum is the location of the consumer and what they're looking for. And we can tell you based on that data, what does our database have as a response to that query? So if somebody in downtown Palo Alto is looking for Nike shoes and that query comes over to us, we can respond back saying, here are the stores that carry Nike shoes in downtown Palo Alto.
Right, right. And so being either a web or a mobile app, it's really the consumer-facing app that is driving the query. So irrelevant, firstly, of location, he's going to be presented with a list of options for the product. He's searching on, you know, Skippy peanut butter, for example. And is he going to be presented with a list of options for where to go with the prices?
Right. So Skippy peanut butter will result in, let's say we have 10 stores that carry Skippy peanut butter. So we're going to respond back to that query with those 10 stores. And along with the response, you'll see, you know, how far that store is. And all of this is, of course, controlled by the UI of the application. But this is information we're sending back, and this is what the application developers are incorporating within their app infrastructure. But what the consumer gets in the end is, you know, what's the price, what's the distance, and it'll be for 10 different products if they all match the Skippy product, you know, query. And it might be that it's in 10 different stores. So at this point, the consumer now has access to information that they did not have access to before. Now, you and I both have been in situations where we wanted something and then we've had to pick up the phone, call the store, and have the store salespeople tell us if the particular item is in stock or not.
Right.
Now, for popular items, and on average, store clerks or store salespeople are spending about 20% of their time answering questions like that. What we're trying to do is not only help stores gain productivity back in terms of their salespeople spending more time in selling, we're also empowering the consumer with information that they didn't have access to before. Of course, more and more transparency means better educated decisions. In this case, the consumer wins because now they're able to see that something, Skippy butter, is 50 cents cheaper if they were to go a mile left versus going a mile right. At that point, it's up to the consumer to decide, you know, it matters enough to me, I'm going to go left.
So the situation you're setting up is kind of a one-to-one experience. I'm a consumer. I have a product that I'm in need of. Will the API allow you to build a shopping list and from there route you to your selections? How would that work?
So as a consumer, you're not directly interfacing with the API. As a consumer, you're using an application that's using the API.
Sure.
Right? So as a consumer, you may not even realize that the data is coming from Retelligence because, you know, we don't advertise ourselves when our data is being utilized. Of course, the app can give us, you know, they can show that the data is coming from Retelligence by showing our logo. But we have no front end to our website, do your query or make your lists. You know, you could have your favorite shopping application, and there's quite a few that are already live with our API. And, you know, do what you do normally, which is make your lists or do your barcode scans using your camera on your phone. But the result set that is coming back within that application may be pulled directly from Retelligence API. So it's the app that engages with us. And why are apps interested in doing this with us? It's because apps, you know, they want to provide the most relevant information back to their consumers, because what that translates into is more users using their applications, which eventually means better recognition and hopefully more revenue for that application. Traditionally today, what happens is that when you pick up these shopping applications, they tell you the price of an item online.
Right.
But you and I both know that online it'll be cheaper for sure. But then you have the added factor of waiting for the product to be delivered to you. On top of that, you're going to have to pay shipping. Now, with our API, what these applications have access to is local availability for that same product, so that they can show, you know, here's local availability to the consumer, and then the consumer can then decide, okay, I don't want to wait for 7 days of shipping. And the $5 differential is not big enough for me. I'm going to go buy that right now.
Right.
Along with that, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask if when you're working with retailers, what is it that they're giving you in product inventory? Are they giving you SKU codes? What is it that you would want the retailers to provide to Retelligence in terms of inventory information?
So In the least, they're going to give us product name, product description, price, and inventory. Mm-hmm. In the least, because that's how we determine what the product is and how much it costs and how many are in stock.
Right.
We do apply an augmentation process to the data, whereby we'll try and find, if it's missing, we'll try and find a product image. We'll try and enhance the description, because all of these things is what helps the consumers identify what they're looking for. I'll give you an example. You know, you might just put in men's jeans as something that you're looking for. Well, men's jeans is a very broad category. Within jeans itself, there's, you know, bootleg, skinny fit, you know, so on and so forth. I don't even remember how many categories there are. So we also attempt to do a categorization normalization process on the data itself, with the intent being that eventually, as a consumer, when you're looking for something, we can narrow down on your search intent as quickly as possible. On a browser, it's okay. You type in something, then you don't like it, you can type it again, or Google will try and make suggestions to you based on other people who are searching for similar things. On mobile devices, the reaction time needs to be much faster. And so the intent query, narrowing down on the intent query is something that needs to be done pretty quickly. So this data augmentation is a harrowing problem that, you know, people who've done this before or trying to do it know what I'm talking about. But that's an additional process that we add on to make the data more relevant.
Right. So I've asked you about some of the product-focused things that you can do with the API. Let me get to drill down to some of the location-based apps that you provide through the API. Are you doing basic geocoding, geofencing? Just maybe elaborate on some of the types of features you're offering in the API.
Sure. So the API has the ability to do, of course, it's a geocoded API because we can understand lat long. We can understand where the query is coming from. And every product that we have in our database has an associated latitude and longitude with it. So we know, you know, what to show where. Our default radius for a query is 10 miles, but it's one of the configurable variables through our API. So you can go down to as close as 1 meter. But if you don't give us a range, we'll assume 10 miles. So that's basic response back to a query. In terms of geofencing, we are working with a couple of mall partners. The malls are interesting because when you search within the confines of a mall, even if there's a store right outside the mall that carries the product that you're looking for as a consumer, it's in the best interest of the mall to keep you in the mall.
Right.
So we have the ability to geofence the results based on particular, you know, any kind of particular virtual fence that needs to be set up. We can create a virtual fence around malls. We can create a virtual fence around, you know, neighborhoods, downtowns, you know, so on and so forth, and contain the result package as per the desire of the application. So the scenario with the malls that I mentioned, you can imagine a shopping mall application. Let's say there's one of the local malls over here in Palo Alto is the Stanford Mall. So if Stanford Mall had an application that you can download from the Apple App Store, of course, if you're searching for a product, you launch the app, you search for, again, Nike shoes, there's a Nike store there. Well, they don't want you to walk across to University Avenue because it's in the best interest that the purchase happens within the mall. So in that case, the results will be geofenced within the mall boundaries.
And would it go further than that? Could you geofence around the particular retailer that may offer those jeans, for example?
Yeah, so if a retailer is using our API for their specific application, so you have to kind of understand what kind of entity would want to do the geofencing. Right. If it's a generic application, probably does not want to geofence because they want to show as much result set as possible. But if you're just arbitrary example, if you're the Levi's store and Levi's has an application on the App Store and the consumer is using the Levi's app, of course, then the results should only come from the Levi's store that's nearby. So we can definitely control the results and say only show results for only the Levi's store. So we're doing a combination of not only a geofence, but also fencing around a retailer, because the results should only be from one retailer. So those capabilities all exist within the API. And the constant feedback we get from developers on our API is that it's a very extensible and flexible API. We've got a ton of features that are outlined in our API documentation that that people can utilize to get to the exact kind of results that they're looking for. And folks listening to this podcast, if there's interest to play with the API, I encourage them to sign up on retelligence.com/developers. Fill that form out, and we'll send the API doc out so they can see what's available in terms of features and functions.
It's one thing to route the consumer to the store based on a product selection. You had mentioned that you can get even finer accuracy. Do you actually go down to the store level or even the aisle level? Is that something you're working with?
So we can do store level for sure, because we have we have inventory for the stores. If their desire on the side of an application is to allow the consumer to do a generic search first, narrow down to a store, and then conduct the subsequent searches within that store itself, that's definitely possible. We can work with an application to do that functionality because it exists. Going down to the aisle level, we're directly not getting aisle data from the stores themselves, but we're all, very close to closing partnerships with the companies that deal with aisle data, because it's a very complementary relationship.
Right.
And aisle data becomes valuable when you're inside the store. Retelligence is all about helping consumers find a store when they're looking for things and they're not near a store. So it's a good handoff for us to work with these aisle companies, because they're all about inside the store and we're all about outside the store.
Okay, good. That kind of puts the confines around what Retelligence is doing. That's good to know.
Yeah, we're all about discovery, right? So, as humans, we're so affected by advertising. I mean, there's $60 billion spent on a yearly basis today in the U.S. where it's just push advertising. As a consumer, if you ask me electronics, automatically I think of Best Buy, just because in my location, in my area, Best Buy has a stronghold, and they've pushed enough advertising down to me that I'm influenced. But there are several other stores that might carry the product that I'm looking for. So with Retelligence, for the first time, what's happening is that power is now back in the hands of the consumer. Now, I've done this several times. I've been looking for, being a gearhead, I've been looking for electronic stuff. I'll be typically looking for electronic stuff. Now I'll do a search on one of our partner applications. And, typically other stores pop up. For example, just this last weekend, I was looking for a particular camera lens and Micro Center came up. And Micro Center is closer to my house than Best Buy. Had I not searched, I would have by default gone to Best Buy, maybe found what I was looking for, maybe not. If not, I would have driven around a little bit more. So what I'm saying is that with the introduction of Retelligence and the capabilities that we bring to the market, applications are now going to allow consumers to become much more smarter and aware, because there's going to be a lot more transparency between the retailer and what's inside the store versus what was available before. And we're really excited about that.
Yeah. It seems like Retelligence has one of the components that I've been looking to hear about in terms of what I would call the Holy Grail, which is truly the link with location-based advertising. I haven't seen anybody put it all together yet, but I assume that's what you will offer in terms of the API to work with some of these LBS ad companies as well.
Yeah, it's so the Holy Grail and the Nirvana state that you mentioned, I would say, is coming. We're very close to announcing a partnership with an ad delivery network that's going to do precisely what you just mentioned, which is use our inventory to augment ad content to not show you just a generic ad, but show you an ad that you as a consumer are going to be able to relate with, because the ad's going to show things like, here's how many of this product are in stock. Here's how far it stores from you, from your location. And it'll be dynamic advertising based on the consumer that is looking at that screen. So you and I will see two different ads, even if you're looking at, the same product. So it's going to get not only localized, but also personalized. And that's coming hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Well, great. I think we'll leave it there. That is the holy grail. I wish you luck in making those relationships work, because we're all waiting to see how it's gonna pan out.
Thank you. I appreciate the time today, and it was fun talking to you.
Thanks for joining us on another Directions Media podcast. If you'd like to comment on today's interview, please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again, and be sure to tell a friend.